This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Brian Blade is a jazz drummer who's played with artists as diverse as Bob Dylan, saxophone great Wayne Shorter, Joni Mitchell, Emmylou Harris, and producer-musician Daniel Lanois. Since 1997, when he's had time, Brian has been recording with a group called Brian Blade and the Fellowship Band. Their latest album, Landmarks, was nominated for a Grammy. Mr. Blade won a Grammy this year for his work with the Chick Corea Trio. Brian Blade and the Fellowship Band play UNC's Memorial Hall in Chapel Hill tonight, and he joins me now on the phone. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Eric.
Let's talk about how you kind of got started in music. You were first exposed to it in the church where your dad was a pastor, and I wonder if you can tell me about how that influence from the church and from the music you first heard and first participated in, how has that carried through to the music you make today?
That is the root. That is the bedrock or the foundation of, you know, on which everything has been built on for me. My father is still pastor at Zion Baptist Church in Shreveport. This is his 53rd year there.
Wow.
And it, you know, for me, I should also say my brother, Brady Jr., he's 5 years older, is also a drummer. So he was playing in church when he was in his, you know, just out of his preteen years and through high school. And when he left for college, then I sort of moved into the seat, in the drum chair at church. And that environment of praise and people who they've known you your whole life and, you know, pretty much raised you as well, you know, as your family. It breaks away these boundary lines of thinking about being on stage or performing. You're truly serving, you know, something greater than yourself. And, you know, I hope that the music that I'm part of, particularly the Fellowship Band, and that it does reach people in this way, in this sort of praise from the heart, you know, and praise from the spirit, and in turn lifting us up.
Well, the song Shenandoah opens right up, and really it makes me feel like I'm in the church pews, and I'm right there with you. Can you talk a little bit about that song?
Well, thank you for mentioning that. You know, it's not something the fellowship has ever done before. This is the first record where we've actually recorded a piece of music that John Coward or myself did not write. And you know, of course, we love so much music, and a song like Shenandoah that has existed for so many generations and has been rendered by so many artists, to actually find our own reading of that. It's not always the case, you know, these things that you love and you want to play, you don't always have that entitlement or the privilege to be able to do that. But with Shenandoah, I feel like thankfully we were able to find our own place in that valley.
You've worked with so many amazing people over the years, and I know that it must be hard to kind of fit in the work that you do with the Fellowship Band, but you do keep coming back to it. What is it about this group of musicians and the music that you make together that keeps bringing you back?
Well, first, I have to, you know, just give thanks to my bandmates, John Coward, pianist, Myron Walden, who plays alto and bass clarinet, Melvin Butler on tenor and soprano, and Chris Thomas on bass, you know, and we'll all be there tonight at the Memorial Hall. Each of us has this regard for what's needed, truly needed, to serve the song and to take it higher. And that may require sometimes very little when it comes to your part. It might require silence. And I mean, it might require, I mean, the greatest, you know, extemporaneous searching, you know, as well. But to know when to choose that, what to choose in a moment, is why I love, you know, the guys in the band so much.
When I listened to this record the very first time, and I keep going back to the song "He Died Fighting."
You know, it's funny. The song, in title, seems so tragic. You know, he died fighting, but it really is an optimistic, beautiful thought to me because it honors those folks that they know what they're about in life, and gives them the peace. Even in their struggle to go through and to know that they're working towards something greater, that will be hopefully something that exists beyond their lifetime. I mean, in a way that the one thought that comes to mind, you know, is Martin Luther King's life. You know, what he speaks about in his book Strength to Love. You know, there's that conviction of knowing what you're willing to die for, whether, you know, who those people are, who those causes are, and it gives your life that much more meaning.
Brian Blade and the Fellowship Band play UNC's Memorial Hall tonight in Chapel Hill. Their Grammy-nominated record is called Landmarks. Thanks for your time this morning, Brian.
Thank you, Eric. I really appreciate you, man.